closer.
Boise State makes it official. The Mountain showcases the Broncos starting July the 1st. Cable One adds CBS College Sports. The Broncos are ranked yet again. Boise State loses the compliance director. It'll cost more to fly the Broncos around this season. And the Upset Blog makes some predictions. It's Friday, July the 1st, 2011. I'm your host, JT Ray, bringing you news about Boise State athletics. And more information about the show can be found at BlueTurfNation.com. Greetings, Bronco Nation. Long time no chat. Hey, so I guess this out of the way, I'm starting to maybe do a little weekly podcast here to start the season with just talking about news topics, hoping to morph it into a in the season as a daily podcast of news and stories that have that are happening around Boise State athletics during the week and up to Boise State football games. And hopefully maybe after Boise State football season is ended, I'll continue forward with the other athletic sporting events surrounding the Boise State Broncos. Missing today, of course, is the intern, Tyler Dowling. He's out on assignment or whatever he's doing. Buck Rogers still lost in the 21st century. And I think Travis Hawks is a weekly contributor to the show. And he's out probably campaigning for Mr. Mitt Romney, if you follow him out on Twitter. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get this episode started. So July the 1st, 2011, the Boise State Broncos are heading over to the Mountain West Conference. A long time coming for a lot of Bronco Nation, and I think everybody's pretty excited about the situation there. And like I said, July the 1st is the day, and no longer will the Boise State Broncos be attacking the WAC. They'll take their 13-1 record against Mountain West opponents and see what they can do, and trying to, I guess, attack the Mountain West? I don't know. We'll have to come up with a slogan for that, I guess, eventually. As part of that, news from the Mountain Network is that they are going to be showcasing Boise State this July 4th weekend, while nobody's probably in town. But nonetheless, starting at 7 p.m. on July the 1st, there will be a Boise State program, Boise State football, an epic ascent. Basically, this is the first of three shows about Boise State football. It follows the Broncos' climb from as they say, their humble beginnings to becoming one of the Broncos or one of college football's college elites. This is followed up by at 7:30 with the Beyond the Blue Boise State Athletics. This is a encompassing look at Boise State's intercollegiate sports programs and facilities. So this is kind of an all-encompassing Boise State program. Should be an interesting view. And then at 8 p.m., there is going to be another show called Welcome to Boise, a showcase of Boise State University and the community. This could be a fairly interesting program. This is supposed to last an hour. Basically, it's a lot of different interviews and different, basically a visitor's showcase guide or visitor's guide to showcase of the Boise State community and the epicenter of Bronco Nation. And then on July the 4th, Independence Day, I don't know if the Mountain Network gets it, but Independence Day at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, because everything's Mountain Standard Time in the Mountain West and the Mountain Network, host Jonah Canals has stories, Boise State alum Ward Hooper talking about his artwork surrounding Boise State, or excuse me, Bronco Nation. And then Maurice Payton is going to go one-on-one with Bob Kestra, president of Boise State University. And then we'll finish up with the Mountain taking viewers beyond the blue with an inside look at Boise State's Broncos athletic department. So kind of maybe an all-encompassing of what has been going on for the whole particular weekend there. If you want to catch these videos, head over to the mountain.tv to see all these videos of kind of the previews of all these particular shows. Good news for Boise cable subscribers. Brian Murphy reported from the Idaho Statesman on the 27th of June that Cable One had added CBS Sports Network to its lineup. Of course, CBS Sports Network is formerly CBS College Sports, and that network will appear on the Digital Value Pack on channel 332. The channels are not available in HD at the moment, that with the Mountain Network, neither one of them are HD. They say that they should be able to, Cable One says that they should have that available eventually. The likely cost is about a $10 to $15 a month added charge, depending on the package that you have. so on and so forth. So it'd be a pretty good thing. You know, of course, CBS Sports Network reaches 43 million subscribers and was currently available on Dish Network and DirecTV, but now on Cable One for at least the Boise residents is a good thing. Of course, the other channels that the Boise State will be appearing on will be the Versus channel, which is, I believe, is going to be renamed to NBC College Sports or NBC Sports, excuse me. And it's available on Cable One on channel 326, Dish Network on 151, and DirecTV on channel 603. And of course, The Mountain, with its 12 million strong viewers, will be available, like I said, on cable channel 329 and DirecTV 616. But that is not available on Dish. If you want to read more information about that, head over to the Idle Statesman and find the article Cable One at CBS Sports Network by Brian Murphy. That was done on the 27th. The schedule is kind of unique for the Broncos this year, as three of the games are to appear on ESPN, and three of the games are going to appear on The Mountain, two of which are going to be home games. So if you are a Dish Network subscriber, you know, the worst case scenario is you buy a ticket for the game and you miss out on watching Colorado State unless you fly over there. So good luck to all of you as you Broncos Sports is also reporting that the Boise State football garnered the number six position in the Sporting News College Football preseason 120 poll. The poll ranked LSU number one, followed by Oklahoma, Alabama, Stanford, and Oregon. More about those ratings can be found at broncosports.com. Of course, other top 10 rankings for Boise State this year have been Phil Steele's has them at number three, Athlon has them at number five, and Lindy Sports has them at number six. Of course, Boise State kicks off the season against Georgia in the Chick-fil-A Bowl kickoff game, I guess. It's not a bowl, it's a kickoff game. Also, some weird news today, or that I found, I guess, was that Josh Schneider, who was hired as Boise State's compliance director in December, has decided to vacate that position after just 7 months. He cited personal reasons for his leaving the job. So it's definitely a different thing. There are still two full-time compliance officers that serve the athletic director. Of course, this means a lot of different things. And of course, this ties back to Boise State's violations, if you want to call them that, or allegations of infractions. Josh was actually involved in going in front of the NCAA committee back on June 10th in regards to the 22 allegations against Boise State athletics in regards to the lack of institutional control. So Boise State's got another job to fill. Brian Murphy's reporting also that it's going to cost a little bit more for the Broncos to fly this year. Last year, the total cost was $400,000, roughly thereabouts. This year, it's going to cost the Broncos about $513,000 due to higher gas expenses and things of that nature. They fly with a regular charter on Frontier. The cost breakdown for the games that they have to travel to, Georgia is about $124,000, Toledo's $107,000. The Fresno State game is going to set us back $73,000. Colorado State looking $62,000. The trip to UNLV is going to cost about $70,000. And the trip to San Diego is going to cost about $78,000. Kind of a different thing there. So at Boise State, getting charged a little bit for athletics and things of that nature. So I guess more support of the Broncos is always needed. And then finally today, or this episode, the Upset Blog has made some predictions about Boise State. Of course, the Upset Blog earlier this year had talked about rating the Broncos uniforms and things of that nature. If you know anything about the Upset Blog, they talk about college sports in the West regarding the Pac-12, the Mountain West Conference, the WAC, the Big Sky, and the West Coast Conference. They have a Boise State finishing either, this is pretty funny, 12-0 or 11-1, which is a likely scenario. Worst case scenario is they're 8-4. Basically, they have questions surrounding Titus Young and Austin Pettis not being with the team, a new offensive coordinator for the first time since 2006, which, I don't know, they think that there could be, they go 1-4 in games against Georgia, Fresno State, Air Force, TCU, and San Diego State, things of that nature. In the likely scenario of 11-1, they find that either they'll lose a game against Georgia, Air Force, or TCU, not in that particular order, but definitely a good read out there. All the information found in the show notes. You can see those out at blueturfnation.com, which is where the Bronco Nation podcast is currently residing. Head on over there to check out that, along with many different commentary from the different writers at the particular website. With this particular episode, I'm going to try to keep it to, you know, at least under 15 minutes, not our lengthy hour-long shows that we do when we recap the prior week and the current week. I'm going to try to start doing this a little bit daily, and hopefully get a little bit better at it. And, you know, I'm shaking off the rust a little bit, especially with not doing a podcast in probably about 4 months. And right now it's just something I was thinking about doing and hoping you guys like it. But this is going to go ahead and conclude this episode. It's brought to you by theblueandorangestore.com, where podcast listeners can save an extra 10% by entering in the coupon code NATIONPODCAST at checkout. Once again, that is NATIONPODCAST. You can send questions or comments to me at jtray@bronconationpodcast.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 208-991-2672. And this concludes another edition of the Bronco Nation Podcast. I'm your host, JT Ray. And until next time, go Broncos. Here I'm still chasing after you. Though you push and you pull me, you love me, you hate me. Well, I'm trying to hold my ground. Last night I was sleeping, dreaming of nothing, when suddenly I heard the sound of the phone ring. So why did you call me so late on a Friday, just when I thought I was over you? Whenever I'm happy, you're there to remind me just what a sleepless night can do. Here's what a sleepless night will do. So how are the parties and all the people? Say hi to California, would you? There could be snow here for all that I know now. It doesn't matter that it's still June. So do you still love me? I'm sorry I asked you, but all I can hear is the sound of you breathing. So why did you call me so late on a Friday, just when I thought I was over you? Whenever I'm happy, you're there to remind me just what a sleepless night can do. I'll always be dreaming of you. Sleeping, I'm dreaming of you. I'll always be dreaming of you.